Lady of Peña Francia, and if you came along to that last week, you would have seen me emceeing the reception for that. So, yeah,
and you will give an update today.
Oh, sure. Okay, no problem. Yeah,
and also correction po. Me and Manang Trini were late today, but Shine was bang on time.
Yes, always. As always. Walang ano yan. Walang paltos.
May pinagmanahan po yan.
Yes.
Her mom and her dad are always on time.
On time. Never late. It was mom who dropped me off today, so.
Oh, okay.
Lucky me, yeah.
So and what happens? Drive? Will she pick you up? Or?
Oh, but she's picking me up afterwards as well. She went to grocery shopping. So she's just going to do that while I'm here.
Oh, you
so.
Have a driver today. Oh, but, good
yeah,
girl.
But, yeah.
Chauffeur to run,
of
huh?
Of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah, kumusta naman ang assignments mo or may assessment ka ba last week?
Oh, but there's one like every week now.
Ah, okay.
It's that part of the semester now, and then it's getting closer to exams.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah, but a lot of people have it a lot worse in terms of assignment like workload.
Correct.
So yeah, I'm doing okay. Yeah,
awesome.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
Fun.
And you did very very well as well emceeing last week.
That
very
was a lot
good.
Of fun. Yeah, me and
so that is why I have to hurry up because I knew you will not be able to ask that the program is still going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
it was a
right.
late night the night before as well.
Yes.
Notita, we were out clubbing until 2 a.m. in the morning.
Really?
Notita were clubbing.
I know, because that was the Mrs. New Zealand universe.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. And I was still able to go to the dinner in the evening after radio. You know, when it comes to food,
you're never late. Oh, did I arrange? Oh, okay. Anyway, I forgot to put your gown again in the car.
Oh, never mind.
Honestly.
Never mind. I'm not using them yet. So come on, Shine. Also, you were not here, but our mayoral hopeful.
Oh yes.
David Feist and his wife Delma were there, and they donated 5. Bags for raffles, but because I totally forgot that we are a religious organization and we are not supposed to mention
political parties in church
and especially that's fiesta. But he understood, I'm sure.
Yes, of course.
We just made it.
We made up
true
for
that,
it. Yeah,
that, yeah. And, plus, they were really willing to donate it for
yes.
Anyways,
for
yeah.
Those donations were really lovely as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah
a lot
right.
of food.
Yeah, and apparently there were some items for cooking adobo.
Yes,
and
in the donation.
Yeah,
that's
in the
right.
donation, and just by coincidence. Our lunch is adobo.
Oh, really?
yeah.
Yeah, those donations were some of the prizes as well. We had a prize to the Arnel Pineda concert.
Mm-hmm.
My dad won one of those tickets, except he put his ticket inside his, like, the jeans.
Oh.
He put it into the laundry.
Oh!
No.
By the time he remembered, he took out the ticket and you could not see anything.
Oh,
well,
no.
There you are. Tell your dad now. He has to buy 4 tickets from me for that one. So he can go and your mom can go and you and Owen can go. Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Well, that's his fault.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We were like, oh.
There's no replacement ticket.
Of course. No.
Because
in fact, he has to,
now that
to
he,
buy
now
4.
That he,
no.
Rio
so
Beltran.
Yeah.
No.
You
oh,
would have
no.
heard me.
Oh no! So sorry
unlucky,
to hear that,
so
Rio.
Unlucky,
oh goodness gracious!
So come on, the update.
Update. So that was really lovely as well. We had the I've forgotten his name, but the priest who
yes from the priest is Father Ben I forgot the last name Benjamin, but he is assigned in Christ Church.
Right. So
and
he
is
was
very well versed with
and
Our Lady of Peña Francia.
Is the organizer for Peña Francia back in Christ Church.
Yes.
Apparently.
Awesome.
Yes.
He had a really interesting homily. And
very interesting homily. And
also
hopefully
really
he comes again next year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then afterwards we had the reception, which is what we always do in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some really awesome performances. We had the Salma Koro choir come and sing for us, and they also sang Sarong Bangi, which
nice folk songs.
Yeah, and then we had, I've forgotten their names now, there's two sisters who came and performed as well. And then Terence Ibasco of Fuego, the band.
And yes.
He came and did a performance for us as well. And yeah, and then also Shun, of course, Shun Albo. Yes. So that was cool. Yeah, it was really, really nice. And we had good feed as well. Yeah. Always a good time.
Yeah, it's always a nice event, the Peña Francia Festival. Oh, and it's always, you know, the community is very nice, supporting each other and feeding the masses. And
Samutari have always been supporting we always had been performing, whether a dance or whatever.
That's right.
And even our father, Elric.
Of course, he's always there when he was still here.
And by the way, heads up po sa inyong lahat, the Salmo Coro will be guesting here.
Oh, cool!
Very soon.
Okay. Oh, awesome!
Are
we going to interview the winner of the Mrs. Universe Philippines sometime soon?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
But she's from Palmerston North, right?
It's all right.
She can always come back when she comes to Auckland.
Yes. We will time it. She is a Filipino, and she was here before.
Yes.
And she joined us as well at the tree planting.
Correct.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She is very good.
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And before we go on to our regular program, Tita Verse, do you have anything else for?
Well, our sponsors.
Yes.
Sisingilin ko rin naman po kayo.
It's coming.
Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans, Massey, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand, at iba pang mga sponsors. Maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat at sa inyong walang sawang pagtangkilik dito sa amin sa Samutsari.
Yes. Mm. Ayan. And bago po tayo mag-local news, nandito po ang mga espesyal ni Tita Edith, of course, none other than the Planet Earth Travel. Is she the CEO or the owner, Tita Verge?
Managing Director.
Managing Director. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Si Tita Edith.
Owner. Working on it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, what have we got? Do you want to go first, Shine, for your travel special?
Yep.
First travel special.
Okay, so this is the Qantas Balikbayan fare to Manila with returns from $889. This sails until further notice. Departures are during the low season travel only from now until the 30th of November 2019. And then from the 1st of March to the 30th of June 2020, you have to check availability because most dates have sold out. And return economy class airfare is valid for 12 months. Is it excluding Auckland?
Exiting Auckland.
Exiting
Auckland, Christchurch or something like that?
Yeah, exiting Auckland, Wellington or Christchurch. And this is inclusive of fuel taxes and applicable airport departure taxes. There are weekend surcharges that apply for the outbound flight at $25 per person. The airfare also includes meals, entertainment, 30 kg check-in baggage and 7 kg hand carry. Ticketing is within 48 hours of confirmation, and terms and conditions do apply. Stopovers. One stopover is permitted in each direction at $100 New Zealand per person. Child and infant fares also apply, and pricing is strictly subject to seat availability, particularly on school holidays and peak periods, such as November, December, January, and February. Make sure to book early to avoid disappointment. You can book now through Planet Earth Travel's online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call on 0800 11 11 31 during business hours from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Ayan ay Qantas. Ito naman po ay Philippine Airlines. Everyday fare po ito from Auckland to Cebu. Return na po ito from $989. The sale po nito is until further notice.
And when is the
departure dates?
Yeah.
Departure dates is now until 30th of November.
Oh, it's still good.
And the next year from the 16th of Jan to 30th of August 2020. And of course, routing po nito is Auckland to Cebu via Manila and vice versa. Minimum stay po nitong fare is 3 days at maximum stay for 3 months. Inclusive na po yan sa fuel surcharges and applicable airport departure taxes. Cebu departure tax, however, must be paid separately in Cebu. Mm-hmm. Including na po ito ng 25 kgs check-in baggage, 7 kgs hand carry, meals and entertainment, all inclusive. Ticketing is within 24 hours. Terms and conditions applies as well as child and infant fare. Seats are strictly subject to availability. Sabi nga ni Shine, you can book now through Planet Travel's online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call them on 0800 11 11 31. During business hours lang po yan, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Ayan, magandang airfares yan.
Mm. But hindi kasama ang Christmas. Ganon din yun.
Ganon din yun sa ano.
From
so yes. In a way, it also pays that you book earlier on to get a cheaper flight. Dahil even if there are cheaper flights this time, wala nang pang Christmas.
Wala nang pang Christmas. Mm. Yeah, and I'm guessing, you know, yung the latest available time to go in November is probably fully booked already anyways.
Yep, November 30.
Kung kayo'y mag-holiday right until next year, you know, for 2-3 months, then yeah. Mm-hmm. Ayan, and dahil po dyan, ito na po ang local news natin. Fears epilepsy drug switch will cause problems. Ooh. People with epilepsy are being warned to check for changes after the switch up of widely used brand of medication. Pharmac is switching from Lamictal to Logim or Logim from Tuesday in what's seen as a cost reduction move. But Epilepsy New Zealand President Dr. Peter Bergen or Bergen, says that this could cause unnecessary anxiety. There shouldn't be any difference, but people don't need to have a big change in the dose or amount that gets into the blood to have a seizure. Pharmac says it gathered expert advice before making the change. The both brands have the same active ingredient. Neurologists say a trial should be undertaken to make sure one drug isn't more effective than the other. Dr. Bergen says they're setting up a register. We hope that not many people have problems, but certainly if there are, we want to know about them. So we'll be able to go back to the Ministry of Health or Pharmac and tell them that it was a bigger problem than had been anticipated. Pharmac says it wouldn't have made a switch if clinical advisors said it wasn't appropriate. If it turned out that one of the drugs was more effective in controlling the seizures or produced fewer side effects, that would be important to know, says Dr. Bergen. That study wouldn't be particularly difficult to run. Pharmac says Logim is delivered to the body in the same way as Lamictal. This means it will have the same effect as the other brands, it said in a statement. Before deciding to change the funding arrangements for this medicine, we got expert advice from the healthcare professionals who work directly with people with epilepsy and people with mental health conditions to make sure it would be appropriate for people to change brands of Lamotrigine. Pharmac Chief Executive Lisa Williams told RNZ they have learned from previous brand changes that some people may need to stay on the original medication. People who have experienced problems changing, their doctors can make an application on an easy form of Pharmac so that we can assess whether or not ongoing funding of the previous brand should be made available. And that is our local news. Ayan. Bakit pa naman i-change if nothing is broken? Kaya lang, cost reduction.
Don't fix it.
If nothing's broken, why fix it? It will definitely cause anxiety sa mga epilepsy sufferers, hindi ba? Mahirap lang ang dealing with the disease.
I think the reason could be monetary. Bakit mas murang
Bottom line talaga.
But may halaga ba talaga ang buhay na tao?
Ayan. Tapos ang condition ng tao kasi, mahirap na nga yung mag-deal ng the actual condition.
Lalo pa.
Now to know that, you know.
There's a change.
There is a change. And how would this work? You know, the anxiety is obviously, yeah.
And I experienced that firsthand.
Oh, really?
Because of my brother who had been operated on his two kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you call that? The play against each other of those whatever medication was given to him, which was necessary but an evil, played havoc and went into his
brain.
His head, his brains, and he was terrible. He wanted to kill his wife. It's like he lost it.
He wants to kill his wife
because in his mind, some men went to his house to get his wife. When his wife was afraid of him because he was sleeping in the other house, who is my brother's.
Yes. Like delusional
yes,
or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's not good, isn't
it?
Mm.
Yes. Yeah. That's the effect of the medicine. We had to pay for, stent something, so that the wrong medicine could go out of the system. That's what, another $200,000.
Not dollars, pesos.
Yeah. But you have to produce it right then and there.
Correct. And of course, every epilepsy sufferer out there might also respond differently to
exactly.
the neurology.
Yeah.
That's right.
Isn't it? Mm. Because every anatomy is different, isn't it?
That's
human anatomy.
Mm.
So I feel for them. But, you know, I suppose Ministry of Health just trying to cut costs. That's another story. Ayan, are we ready for another music, Shine? Another music. Just the first music of this afternoon. What have you got there for us?
This is Asin Balita.
Asin Balita.
Wow. Kaiksunan nung paminaw ka mo
panitagikan sa banwa ko. Gusto ko nga ipahibalo ang mga istorya nga nagakahitabo sa banwang bisan na to.
Ayan, magandang balita galing sa Asin. Mm-hmm. Talagang napakagandang balita. I love their songs. So Tita Verge, anything happening in the community?
We have got this dance music dinner and all that.
Yes, okay. Awesome. So I think this is the Gatsby.
Yes,
Gatsby,
that's the one.
Gala. Mm-hmm. Gatsby Gala po, a night of live entertainment and DJ music, jazz, Broadway, rock and roll, and more. Ito po ay, ang mga talents na sa gabing ito ay si Jeff and Timeless, Alisa Caballero, which is the daughter of Joy Caballero.
Joy Caballero and Bobo Caballero.
Yeah, Zane Nathan.
Really?
Yeah.
Zane Nathan is a really good friend of mine.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's one of my, like, a really good friends of mine. He's a Malaysian.
His father was
Malaysian,
really?
Yes. Yeah. Malaysian Indian?
He guessed it.
Oh, yeah, on this show,
yeah,
he was the one that I was saying that, like, he was doing other interviews in the other radio stations here.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and then I do remember I mentioned to you.
So Jeff is the dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so funny, because Alyssa and Zane, they were in Miss Saigon, the St. Peter's production of Miss Saigon all those years ago. So they're both very talented. So,
and this is their event.
Cool.
23rd of November. Mm-hmm. 23rd, not 30th.
23rd
of November. 23rd of November.
30th is our dance with the Rizalistas.
With the Rizalistas. Yeah. Okay,
time
so
to
this
have
is
a look again.
At 7 p.m. Ito po ay sa Titirangi War Memorial Hall, which is, ano bang address niyan? Is 500 South Titirangi Road in Titirangi, Oakland. Ang tickets po ay $35 per adult, pero including na po yan ng buffet dinner from Paradise Restaurant. Mm-hmm. And of course, dine and dance po yan. So for tickets, please contact Jeff Nathan, which is 027-7027-875, or Zane Nathan on 022-069-3016. So ayan po, maganda po itong Christmas event natin, kasi alam naman natin na after November, early December, marami ng functions ang marami ng ganap, marami ng functions. So ito po is nice and early for Christmas function, but not too early. Para po makakonsentrate tayo sa iba pang mga ganap natin sa towards Christmas time. But that is a really good, I'm in for this one.
Yeah. Awesome. I'll tell you what, Jane. Because you are attending at 21st, your ticket you give to your mom. So,
sige po. Yeah.
I still have got someone to go with.
To go with, yes. But 23rd, meron kang ganap?
I do have another 21st. It's one of my really good friends' 21st on that day. So there's
but
one
that's
like
in the evening. The 21st is in the evening. During the day, you will be there because your dad is part of
which
this.
Day? Saturday.
On the 23rd, it's the parole.
No. Oh.
On the 30th is the parole.
I work during
Saturday. At Freiburg. you're working.
I work every Saturday.
This is a Filipino show.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Cool.
From 10 o'clock in the morning up to 4 in the afternoon.
No, 5.
At 5. 10 to 5 ba?
Yeah.
And it will be held at Freiburg Place.
Park.
Freiburg Park
in CBD.
In the city.
Oh, cool. Yes.
There is a hall as well, the Pioneer Women's Hall, wherein yung ibang programs I think will be there. But outside in the park, there is a Filipino Extravaganza.
That's by the
Knights
Albert
of Bazaar.
Yeah,
High Street
Albert
Park.
Street.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There will be like a caricature of a jeepney. And you can take photographs. You are
like a booth, a photo booth,
Photo booth or something. Yeah. Then there will be
Bahay Kubo, no?
No. The jeepney is the one.
Did you say there, okay, there will be parol, like the lantern?
Yeah, lanterns. Mm. And Filipino folk dances, yes. Samotsari is performing. And of course, also cordillerans.
Yes.
Plus there will be songs, Filipino
dance,
songs.
Choir.
It will be a full day entertainment.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's a free event.
Cool. Mm. Yes.
So wag po kayong mawawala. Mm-hmm. The Knights of Rizal are showcasing the talents of the Filipinos,
cool,
in a different setting.
Awesome. Mm.
Hindi yung nakikita natin na tinikling or what, ganito na ganun lang, ganun na ganun lang. This is a different one, in a way.
Yeah.
Upper class baga. Mm-hmm. Dahil those who don't go to community events, we'd have no chance of seeing our other culture or yes, our finer culture. So doon yun, makikita yun. And for example, the Samotsari will be dancing
the mantones.
Mantones de seda, cool. That's yeah, Spanish
it's a very
style.
Classic, yeah,
very
Spanish,
classic Hispanic Maria Clara, Maria Clara dance and that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And the cordillerans, not every Kiwi can see them perform. So.
Yes, and that one mm-hmm. is a really more mm-hmm. on the
ethnic one.
The ethnic.
The traditional.
Yeah, the very traditional.
From the mountain province.
Yeah,
and that.
Province. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can see some bahags or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man, I wish I could come. Like,
yeah. But it's in the daytime.
It's yeah, daytime.
That's the what? Thing is that I'm working
work
during the
whole day.
Oh,
you are
working. I'm working the whole day. Mm.
And then in the evening, you have got the 21st.
I do, yes.
You lost.
Well, hopefully, because my like the hours I'm meant to work on Saturdays are only from like 11 to 3.
Mm.
But I usually work the whole day because they ask me to stay for longer. But mm-hmm. hopefully that my slot for that day is just 11 to 3
mm-hmm.
so awesome. That I can come afterwards.
Yeah, you can go.
That'll
you
be so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's closer to St. Luke's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on the way home.
It's on the way home.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just bring your clothes and change in the hall
mm-hmm.
for your next event in the evening. Yeah. Because it's too far away for you to go home.
That's true. Mm. And then to go back.
Yeah. They have got very nice ladies.
mm-hmm.
mm.
Yeah,
a lot of happenings really, but it's good time. I mean, before Christmas, it's a very good preparation for the holidays.
Of course,
yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
ayan, manood po kayo.
Yes, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. So that's on the 30th. 30th of November po yan, which is a Saturday. Sasayaw po ang inyong Samotsari TMP dance troupe, which is directed by me.
mm-hmm, of course.
So, yes, manood po kayo. And of course, marami pa pong iba na involved dyan. And thanks to, is that Sam, spearheaded by Sam Dignadisi, is that?
Yes, because he is the head of the Knights of Rizal.
Knights of Rizal, mm-hmm. ayan.
And ayan they are the local Zer Sam Dignadisa. Dignadise, and their wives are called ladies.
The ladies of Rizal. Yes, yeah. Awesome. That's good.
Because the Knights of Rizal po has been created in the Philippines under presidential order number something.
Yes, yes.
So it is sanctioned by the government, and talagang they are recognized as the knights or sir. And the wives are ladies. There is also a counterpart for the women, which is called the ladies of Rizal or the kababaihan ni Rizal or the women of Rizal. Does not mean that they are the women of Rizal, really. But
intimately.
following the footsteps or the ideals of Rizal, our national hero.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One day it will come into fruition. Hopefully, makasali tayo. If not, it's all right. Before the Knights of Rizal became active in New Zealand, we were already doing the Rizal Reserve.
Yes.
We already have got the Knights and Ladies of Rizal. albeit not the official one and not recognized in the Philippines, but recognized in New Zealand.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So yun po yun.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Mm-hmm. And of course, naman nanawagan po tayo, Tita Verge, about the, hopefully po kayo ay nakatanggap na ng iyong mga election papers.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-mm. Gusto lang po namin isa kayong isuporta natin ang ating magandang
candidate
na si Monina Hernandez. Mm-hmm. Ayan. So marami pong medyo may confusion po yun sa voting papers. Kung kayo po ay nakatanggap na ng voting papers nyo, nasa ano po tayo, sa DHB o sa Whitey Mata DHB page na sa voting papers nyo po, iyan po ay iba ang instructions po dyan. Hindi po siya tick or cross. Mm-hmm. Iyan po is actually ranking. Mm-hmm. So, kung nakikita nyo po dyan si Monina Hernandez, pakilagay lang po number one. Walang iba but number one next to her name. Huwag po yung tick kasi hindi yan counted. Mm-hmm. Dapat po talaga is number one. So, Monina Hernandez is one of the DHB's candidate at kailangan po natin siya dyan.
Mm-hmm. Yan po ay sa Waite Mata District Health Board.
Yes.
Meaning North Shore and West.
Okay.
So, marami pong... Tingnan natin ang ano pang ibang sa North Shore, ha? And the reason po kung bakit ganon is because I think there are more than 20 candidates.
Wow.
So, it's the obviously Commission on Elections or whatever it is who decided to do it that way by ranking. They only need seven
yes,
out of the 20 or so.
Yeah, marami so, sila. Mm-mm.
Those who you would mark as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
mm-mm.
It does not necessarily mean na panalo na sila dahil ibibilangin pa rin, pa rin kung sino, kung marami ang number one or whatever,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, correct. Mm. Yeah.
Ayun.
Pero so, pag number one na siya, at least nakapasok na siya sa seven sa voting niyo.
Oh, yes.
Huwag niyong ilagang yun siyang number seven. Ano? Kasi mahirapan po tayo dyan. Kasi ika-count po nila ang mga number ones, kung sino pinakamas maraming vote, and then all the number twos, kung sino pinakamaraming votes. So kung nasa one siya, and of course the you know, of all the ones, kung marami siyang votes, pasok po siya.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how they count.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And ito po, I'll give you a summary of what Monina's qualifications are. Talaga pong pride natin siyang mga Pinoy. Hindi natin siya ikakahiya dahil she can talk, she is very knowledgeable, and at the moment, she is the president of the Filipino New Zealand Nurses and
Union.
I think mga 4 years na siya, if not more.
Yeah.
And she had been a director of the New Zealand Nursing Council. At the moment, is still a board member of that New Zealand Nursing Council. She has been a director of another New Zealand nursing organization. She is an educator. She is teaching po sa Massey University sa North Shore. And obviously, she is a nurse advocating for the health of not only the Filipinos but us fellow Kiwis here in Auckland and New Zealand. So, kailangan po natin ng talagang my voice, and ang voice na yun ay malutong kasi ano, mayroong may alam. Hindi pa hindi bastang kung sino lang yung ilagay mo nang walang nalalaman, how can they argue our case?
Yes, yan. Of course.
So that's the advantage.
Yes. Yan.
So wag po ninyong kalimutan, Monina Hernandez.
Yes.
Waite Mata District Health Board. Kasama po siyempre dyan ang halos lahat yata ng North Shore, I am not very sure.
And some of West Auckland.
West Auckland.
Kayo po'y nasa Glendin Henderson area, kasali po tayo dyan. So, kasi nasa akin siya. Sa voting
papers.
Buong
West Auckland, in fact, and Rodney pala.
Oh,
Rodney
okay.
is also included.
Okay.
And North Shore.
Yeah.
Malaki ang Waitemata District Health Board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to Google her credentials, you can actually look into the Office of Ethnic Communities. Featured na interview na siya sa Office of the Ethnic Communities back in February, I think. And you can see a lot of her credentials, what she's done and what she is standing for. Mm-hmm. We are very proud to be, you know, a Filipino with credentials like that of Munina. Mm-hmm. Munina Hernandez po, huwag niyong kalimutan. Yun lang po ang pananawagan namin before we go on our Philippine News.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is Samutsari, Philippine News, sorry, I've lost. Go ahead, Shine. Okay. What have we got?
Okay, so do you also have one, Tita? Okay. All right. In Philippine News, in the ongoing global fight for the environment, one Philippine village has come up with an effective solution to reduce plastics by using incentives. In Bayanan, outside Manila, residents are able to receive 1 kilogram of rice for every 2 kilograms of plastic waste, then handed over to the government for proper disposal or recycling. This comes as an important development, given that the Philippines is among the world's top marine plastic polluters, with what has been called the sachet economy, with the use of many single-use sachet packaging for everyday household needs. Additionally, laws on appropriate waste disposal are not always well enforced, and regulations on package manufacturing are low. Veronica Dolorico, a supporter of the program, told Reuters, "I weighed in at 14 kilos of residuals, so I got 7 kilos of rice grains. This is a big help for us to have 1 kilo of rice for the day," she added. "I feel that our surroundings are really dirty. If only I could, I would pick up all the plastics along the road when I walk outside." Since August, Bayanan has collected more than 213 kilograms of sachets, bottles, and plastic bags, according to village chief Andor San Pedro, who also stated that the Food for Trash Swap is teaching people how to properly dispose of their waste.
Awesome. Yes. Now, our second news right now, it's not probably news as such, but it is actually more in honor of our Miriam Defensor Santiago in the Philippines. She is a female icon of the 21st century. She was one of the most decorated female icons of our time and the most sought-after Filipino public figure of the 21st century. At 71, Miriam Defensor Santiago's accomplishments as a mother, wife, judge, teacher, writer, lawyer, and senator were unsurpassed. Her track record, both as a public official and as a private individual, was unblemished. Santiago could still be getting more awards and accolades, especially from millennials who continue to quote her colorful words if she were alive today. In life and death, Santiago continued to inspire Filipinos. 2 years after her death due to lung cancer, awards from Grateful Nation continued to shower on her. In December 2018, President Duterte conferred the Quezon Services Cross Award on Santiago in Malacañang. The president expressed the nation's gratitude to the feisty senator and to her family members who received more posthumous award. "I am deeply honored to lead the Filipino people in conferring to the late Senator the Quezon Services Cross, the highest recognition for outstanding civilian service by the Republic of the Philippines," he said. "Santiago's stellar career and shining commitment to public service," said Duterte, "truly reflected her academic, professional, and moral excellence. Senator Santiago's skills, intellect, and dedication to public service had been recognized by various organizations in the Philippines and around the world, the most prestigious of which is the Ramon Magsaysay Award, Asia's counterpart of the Nobel Prize for Government Service," Duterte said. Then, as the Iron Lady of Asia, Santiago was unrelenting in her campaign against graft and corruption in the government. She was a legal officer of the United Nations in Geneva and regional trial court judge in Kisan City, a commissioner of the Bureau of Immigration and Deportation, a secretary of agrarian reform, and a senator for three terms. She was the first Filipino and the only Asian to be elected judge of the International Criminal Court. However, she was not able to serve in this in the prestigious international body as she had to step down because of her illness. On the third anniversary of her death today, relatives and friends will celebrate and her legacy through a mass for the late senator at 10 a.m. in IDSA, Shangri-La in passing. Yes, and that is our Miriam Defensor Santiago.
So yan po ang news ko kasi ano anniversary niya kasi so which is really good and she's a very good public servant. Yes.
Saludo.
Saludo tayo diyan. Ayan.
Ayan at meron pa yan ang Philippine news natin from the Philippines.
Yan ang Philippine yan. News. Ayan.
Ngayon po eto meron tayong
showbiz
balita. November 30 din po ito. Unfortunately, hindi ka pwede shine. But definitely your mom and dad, hilahin natin yan. Yeah. Ito po.
Yung free ticket na wala. Naging bato.
Arnel Pineda, the lead singer of Journey. Saturday po ito, 30 November at 8 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. Victory Convention Center, 98 Beaumont Street, Freeman's Bay, Auckland. Siyempre po, kasama na dyan ang parking. Pero, magtipid naman kayo sa space.
Carpool.
Mag-carpool kayo ayan. Para lahat tayo makapark.
Yes.
Ayan. Dahil, may mga magtitinda po ng pagkain para lahat din tayo makakain.
Huwag
tayong magswapang.
Dapat ayan. Lang.
Magbayad po kayo ng $60 but that's worth it.
Yes.
$60 general admission po 'yan but it's worth it.
Mm-mm.
Kahit pa yung sa VIP kayo $100 it's worth it pa rin.
Yeah.
Si but kung nagtipid kayo dahil kung mag-asawa or may dalawang anak o di $400 na ngayon.
Mm-mm.
Kung family na ano lang na general admission ay at least 240 lang.
Mm-mm.
May makakalibre ka ng isa pa.
Yes.
You can give it for free. Mm-mm. Yung para maging 300 hindi pala. Kasi 6 times 4 is 24. May get 100 ano pala
50% savings yan. Agad-agad just about.
Ayan. So, $60 po ulit November 30 yan at 8 o'clock. Meron pong tickets siyempre kay Tita Birds at sa Kapo members. At siyempre pa sa producer, walang iba, ZLL Productions, Senilo. Ito po, November 30 again, bili na kayo ng ticket at hindi kayo magsisisi. Pero kung hindi kayo bumili, natural, magsisisi kayo dahil hindi kayo makapanood.
Yes.
Yan.
Arnel Pineda, napakagaling na talent, Filipino talent. We are so lucky to have an Arnel Pineda. I think, I don't think he lives in the Philippines now, does he?
I think he lives in America because he is the lead singer of The Journey.
The Journey, yes, of course. Ayan. And I think we have...
Women's Affairs?
We do.
Maybe, Women's Affairs.
Maybe after our music again?
Yeah.
Or are we still got time? Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Okay. So this is
Kisses. And we have got this beautiful Pinoy showbiz as well.
Yes.
Okay, sure. I'll play some music first.
Okay. All right.
This is Kisses the Living Pretty Boy.
Pretty Boy.
Pretty boy, binubola mo ba ako? Sa dami-dami nang mayroong crush sa'yo. Ako pa talaga ang nagustuhan mo? O baka nilalaro mo ang feelings ko? Oh my pretty boy, hindi ako isang toy. Pretty boy, boy, kapag ako'y tinititigan mo. Halata ba na ako'y kinikilig sa'yo? Kahit kanya lang nararamdaman, baka akala mo'y hindi ka na mahihirapan. Pati ang family ko, kailangan mong ligawan. Pretty boy, pwede chill ka lang, maaga pa. Huwag kang mag-alala na baka ikaw ay maagawan pa. Pretty boy, relax ka lang muna, di kita malilimutin pa. Dahil pretty boy, gusto na rin kita. Pretty boy, bakit parang nagsaselos ka pa? May kausap ako at kasamang iba. Sa gwapo mong yan at natakot ka pa, basta ugali mong mabuti ang ipapakita. Oh my pretty boy, ikaw na ang talaga. Pretty boy, pwede chill ka lang, maaga pa. Huwag kang mag-alala na baka ikaw ay maagawan pa. Pretty boy, relax ka lang muna, di kita nalilimutin pa. Dahil pretty boy, gusto na rin kita. Pretty boy, pwede chill ka lang, maaga pa. Huwag kang mag-alala na baka ikaw ay maagawan pa. Pretty boy, relax ka lang muna, di kita malilimutan pa. Dahil pretty boy, gusto na rin kita.
Okay,
so
women's affairs. 20-year-old Pinay chef begs UN award for helping Bicol farmers. 20-year-old Pinay chef Luis Mabulo is said to be one of the winners of the United Nations Environment Program's Young Champions of the Earth Prize. Mabulo is one of seven winners recognized for the work she does in the Asia-Pacific region.
Great.
In a statement, the United Nations Environment Programme said that Mabulo would be awarded for her addressing of the climate change issue through the Cacao Project, stating Mabulo's solution. The Cacao Project has trained over 200 farmers in agroforestry techniques, planting more than 70,000 trees across 70 hectares of land.
Great.
Mabulo first gained popularity from her appearance on ABS-CBN's Junior MasterChef Cooking Competition and began the Cacao Project after Typhoon Nina hit the Bicol region where Mabulo is from.
Mm-hmm.
She says that the Cacao Project began as a typhoon relief project, and while she continued her career as a chef, she began to gain an interest in farming and agriculture as part of her interest in sustainable food chains. She then realized how unsustainable it was for farmers in Bicol to continue planting crops that were not climate resilient, such as coconut trees, which would take 5 years to mature, and in the meantime not withstand the yearly typhoon season. Mabulo discovered that the cacao tree was tall enough to withstand strong winds, and the Bicol soil was perfect for growing cacao trees. She will receive $15,000 or 783,900 pesos for her cacao project, which she plans to use to set up a training and processing center. She'll be receiving mentoring and communication support and hopes that eventually the farmers can learn how to process the cacao to make chocolate. On winning the UN prize, Mabulo had this to say: getting this kind of award and attention for a project is absolutely amazing. It's not just for me, but for the farmers and for bringing the Philippine industry into the spotlight. Mabulo and the six other winners won over 1,000 other applicants under the age of 30 and were chosen for their creative, innovative, and impactful initiatives addressing climate change.
Great.
Awesome. So, yeah.
And you know and what, she's Shine? We can tap on that as project for Rotary.
Sure.
Obviously, I will involve you in that one because that's your... But what I mean is we could raise some money as well to help them.
I'm planning to do a book drive at some point for my birthday.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm to do that. So,
yes.
Yeah. Have you got an organization already to benefit from that?
Not yet, Tita.
Yeah,
I'm still thinking.
We will make... Oh, I already told you before, you will be...
I was planning to donate directly to the schools.
To the schools, yeah.
In the Philippines, so yeah.
But still, it can be done, even if it's directly, because that's what it is. It should be for the local community.
Of course.
We can induct you as just... how do you call that? A friend of Rotary, not a full-time one yet.
Yes, a friend.
A friend. That's only $100 a year, and I will pay for that for you.
Yeah, there you go. So we go on your Philippine news to the verge?
Yes.
I know, no, Pinoy.
No, Pinoy.
That is Pinoy. Just a silly showbiz.
Pinoy showbiz. I mean. Two presidents, two Miss Universe queens... Just a list of facts that show how old ang Provinciano is.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Have you guys heard about Provinciano?
Of course.
The show?
And I watch it whenever I go home or whenever I'm in Sydney. FPJ's ang Provinciano has made its mark in Philippine pop culture. Coco Martin's titular character, Cardo, has become synonymous to being immortal, at least according to playful comments from longtime viewers. And yet, through Cardo's numerous near deaths, on top of his many triumphs and tragic experiences, the ABS-CBN series hasn't loosened its hook on Filipino viewers. Throughout its four-year run.
Since
September 2015.
Yeah.
FPJ's Ang Provinciano has been the undisputed number one TV show in the country. That's a long, long time to be staying on the top spot. To put that duration in perspective, here's a list of facts that show just how much can change in a span of 4 years, from politics to sports and showbiz. Number one, Cardo has seen two sitting Philippine presidents. Uh-huh. Rodrigo Duterte succeeded Benigno Aquino III on June 30, 2016. Number two, there have been two national elections since Ang Provinciano premiered. Duterte was elected president in 2016, while midterm officials were voted into office in 2019. Number three, the Philippines has produced two Miss Universe winners since 2015. Pia Wurst-Back became the third Miss Universe from the Philippines in December 2015. Catriona Gray, meanwhile, is still reigning after her coronation in 2018. Number four, two Filipinos were crowned Miss Earth in the last 4 years. Yes. And Angelia Ong and Karen Ibasco respectively won the International Miss Earth pageant in December 2015 and November 2017. Number five, Manny Pacquiao has had six boxing matches since Cardo's introduction. Pacquiao fought Floyd Mayweather Jr. in May 2015, 4 months before Ang Provinciano premiered. So that match is not counted. After that defeat, the boxing champ recorded one loss against Jeff Horn in 2017 and five wins, most recently over Keith Thurman in July 2019. Very good, Manny Pacquiao. You're the champion, really.
Yeah.
Number six.
Cardo.
Yes. Hidilyn Diaz won 8 medals from international weightlifting events within the duration of Ang Provinciano. That count excludes Diaz's gold from the Asian Championships in 2015, which happened weeks before the primetime series debuted. Yeah. Number seven. There have been 4 Pinoy Big Brother winners since Cardo started his anti-crime crusade. Miho Nishida and Jimboy Martin were the victors of that 737 edition in November 2015. while Maymay Entrata was named big winner of the lucky season in March 2017. The most recent titleist is Yam Yam Gukong of the Otso edition, which ended in August 2019. Number 8, Tawag ng Tanghalan will have produced 3 winners by the exact 4th anniversary of Ang Probinsyano. That count includes the grand champion to be named on September 28, Saturday, o kahapon yun. Kahapon. Following the steps of 2017 winner Noven Villesa and 2018 titleist Janine Berdin. Number 9, box office queen Catherine Bernardo starred in 5 films in the past 4 years. 2 of those movies were record breakers. 2019's Hello, Love, Goodbye, which is currently the highest grossing Philippine film at all time, and 2018's The House of Us, which previously held that distinction. Number 10, last but not least po yan, 3 actresses have been attached to play Darna in Star Cinema's big screen adaptation since Cardo showed up.
Who's it now?
Lisa Soberano, succeeded Angel Oxin in May 2017 until she too withdrew from the role due to an injury outside the project. Jane De Leon was introduced as the new Darna in July 2019.
Ah, ayan po. Jane De Leon. Okay.
Ayan po mga kababayan, ang galing ni Cardo.
And that leads us to our greetings this afternoon. Thank you, Tita Virg. Mabuhay si Cardo. Goodness gracious. Ayan. Sinong mga birthdays natin, Tita Virg?
Meron na ba?
Yes.
Maraming pagbati po. At masasayang pagbati sa inyong mga nag-celebrate ng birthday ngayon, kahapon at bukas. Siyempre pa ang aking pangalawang kapatid na babae, si Nenen Mercedita Napau Raffer. At September 25, tumatanda na tayo.
Yes.
But sige lang, basta we are all together and still looking after each other, we will be okay.
Yes.
Happy birthday uli, Nenen. And for everyone na nag-birthday ng September, sige po, maraming masayang maligayang kaarawan sa inyong lahat at sana lahat kayo naghanda kay ano pa yung hinanda ninyo kahit tuyo. Basta't pinagsamahan at pinagharapan ng pamilya, masarap po yan. In fact, tirhan nyo kami. Ayan. Manang Trini?
Yes. Belated happy birthday to my sisters, Jeanette and Florinda Olvido, and to my late mom. Love you all. And of course, happy birthday and also congratulations to all our listeners who are celebrating their birthdays and celebrating something special. Hello po, Ati Lolit and Susan Shadwick for all of you who are always supporting us and tuning in to our program. Maraming salamat po. Shout out to all Samotsari TMP dancers and to all my Zumba class attendees. You guys rock. Keep it up, you guys. Stay fit and healthy. Ayan, Shine, your turn.
There's no one specific I'd like to wish happy birthday this week, but if you are celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, anything with your friends and family, then congratulations and enjoy. All I really have to say is take care of yourself, take care of everyone around you, and yeah, that's about
Ayan.
It for me.
And tama.
Before I forget, bago dumating ang araw ng eleksyon, Delma, magkampanya ka para sa asawa mo, David Feist for
yes.
mayor.
Ayan.
Ang kanyang plataforma po is about
freeing land for to drive yes. house prices
yes.
down.
Ayan. Yes. Yeah, housing.
Yeah.
Na kailangan nating lahat. Kasi not all of us can afford to buy a house.
No,
sobrang
lalo
mahal
na. For the
na.
New generation, lalo na. First home buyers.
Napakaganda nun. Kung hindi man siya manalo ngayong election, kasi
next
bago
time.
Pa siya nag-start, hopefully next year.
But
don't give
know.
Up, David.
Yeah, but you never
go.
Know. Yes,
go.
Okay. Ayan, malapit na tayo
malapit
matapos.
Malapit na matapos. Maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat. Walang sawang pakikinig ninyo sa amin dito sa Samotsari. Magandang gabi po.
Yeah, and it's time again to say, hear you later. Manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan. Ug sa kanunay, daghang salamat sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Ako po si Manang Trini. Remember, whatever you are doing tomorrow, time has changed. Put your clocks forward an hour. Bye for now. Until next week, ingat po kayong lahat. Magandang gabi.
And from me, maraming salamat po for listening to us this week. And have a good week ahead of you. And we'll catch you next week.
Yes. Okay. Ayan. To our sponsors, Tita Verge, thank you.
Siyempre, walang iba pa kundi ang Samo.